Welcome to the KJO Community Spotlight. We're on Fridays. We turn that spotlight on to a local athlete. And this week we have a first for us here. McKenna Martin has returned from, I'll let McKenna tell you exactly where she's coming back from and what she's done. A local BMX racer who has gone international. McKenna, first of all, welcome back to Grants Pass and the USA. Tell us where you've been for the last 2 weeks.
So for the last 2 weeks, I've been in Denmark, Copenhagen for the USA or UCI BMX World Championships. And it's been a great time being up there, traveling, and especially racing, just to get the opportunity, just because it's been my second year for my for the World Championships, and last year it was in America, but this year I got to travel to Europe for it this time.
All right. How did you, from the time that you started racing BMX, give me the transition to going for the World Championships in Copenhagen?
So I started when I was 5, and about when I turned about 10 years old, I started doing more nationals, and those are races every year around, and I guess when I started doing more competitive, I wanted to finally do the World Championships, and I got the opportunity actually back in 2020, but since COVID happened, they canceled the race, and then I knew when I heard it was in America again that my parents were like, I'm definitely going to those.
All right. That being said, how did you do in Copenhagen?
I raced Tuesday and Thursday, and I made it through 6 laps on Tuesday and got 8th place. And on Thursday, I made it through 7 laps and got 8th place as well.
All right. Now, when you say 8th place, you've gone through various laps in order to even get to the point where you could race for 8th, right? And that
yes.
is a top 8 in the world.
Yes.
Top 8 in the world in 2 different divisions.
Yep.
All right. What lies ahead now for McKenna?
Probably going to another World Championships and racing more through my college and just nationals in general, because the next World Championships is in Australia.
Is there collegiate BMX racing?
Yes, there is.
Bring me up to speed on that.
So there is only a few schools nowadays that do BMX as collegiately, and so the school travels for these few races, and then we do other type of cycling as well, but BMX is like one of the biggest championships that happens during collegiate. It's like you travel. Last year was in Louisiana, and we got to go there, hang out, and of course race. And we race 2 days out of the weekend, and it comes down to the first day being points wise, and you have to make it through the mains to get those points for your team as well as yourself. And then the third day, you add up all those points, make it to the main, because if you make it to the main, you either get top 5 place medals.
All right. You mentioned other cycling. Do you compete in any other cycling regimens?
Yes, I do. I compete in mountain biking, mm-hmm. and that is dual slalom and downhill. And downhill is probably so scary, but it's so fun. But dual slalom is actually like BMX in a way, but it's more like a downhill, uphill dirt jumps when you're on a dirt jumper or a full suspension mountain bike.
Right. And you do this all collegiately?
Yes, I do.
All right. So once again, where do you attend school?
I attend at Lindsay Wilson College in Kentucky.
All right. And looking ahead, you're looking to go to Australia now for the next World Championships next year?
I hope so.
All right. What's it going to take to get there?
Money. A lot of money, but they're pretty expensive to go to those races. But I guess stay training and do as many nationals as I can and stay dedicated to the BMX.
Does college sponsorship help you go to those championships to defray some of those costs, or are you totally, it's totally up to you to raise those funds?
So for the World Championships, it's just on us. College does not pay for it, but college does pay for those other nationals that we get to get taken to.
All right. So do you have a fundraising website?
I do not.
Yet. All right. Well, let us know. And once again, your Grants Pass High graduate, River City BMX racer.
Yep.
And gone all the way to the championships in Copenhagen, Denmark. Kudos. Thank you very much for sharing that with us this morning. And all of you, stay tuned. You're listening to the KAJO Community Spotlight, where we turn that spotlight on BMX championship racer McKenna Martin.